All right, it's January 13, 2021. This is Chris Arellano. I'm here with my tío, Joseph Marquez, interviewing Joseph Marquez at his home in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my interview today with Joseph is part of the Northern New Mexico Music Past and Present.
Okay, my name is Joseph Marquez, and I belong to the Cofradía de Nuestro Padre Jesús Nazareno, which is La Morada in Garcia, Colorado. And I've been there for 54 years, and I learned a lot. Jesus taught me a lot in those four walls that we have in Garcia. That is the best education that I could have ever gotten in my life. And I apply it to my daily life now.
In Costilla,
New Mexico.
Okay.
Costilla, New Mexico. At the age of 11, my father passed away in a truck accident that they were moving furniture from Taos to Española. So he died there in Rinconada, and that's when we moved back to with my grandma in Costilla, New Mexico. And I went to school there. I played basketball. I got some pictures that they sent from Denver where I was maybe like 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years, and I saw him last week. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people remember me there in Cerro. I helped them what you call the Circle of Friendship. I helped Mace Archuleta and Gilbert Segura put it together, and you'll see it on the paper. They sent me a copy of it. This was a few years back, so they got that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to like all of this stuff that we're going to talk about in La Morada.
Nice.
So anyway, the Cofradía de Nuestro Padre Jesús Nazareno esta fraternidad religiosa fue instituida en el año de 1599 en San Gabriel, Nuevo México, hoy Española, Nuevo México, donde Juan de Oñate brought it over from the other side of the ocean. Por varios siglos, los hermanos han mantenido viva la fe católica en el suroeste y muy alta la cruz de Cristóbal Colón, habiendo venido en 1492 al Nuevo Mundo, which is America today.
Uh-huh.
And this is where it all started. And it's been here. I remember when I was the right hand of the Archbishop Sanchez for many years, and there were over 300 moradas in between the state of Colorado from Denver clear to Las Cruces, New Mexico. Every little town had their morada, and now it's going down because of the younger generation. But I'm pretty sure if they would see what it is, they would go in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's beautiful.
What was the reason for the moradas in the first place, like that? Why did they have
That's why they came from the other side, because they could not worship exactly what the religion that they wanted. So they used to kill people because of that. And so they said no. They even came down here.
Mm-hmm.
So to kill them here, and no, they, the hermanos or the people that came from over there, they brought their traditions. They met with the Native Americans that were here in the New World. So, you know, as you can see, for Thanksgiving, that's where they had the first one. They landed there in Plymouth Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got together and they built a small army, so they fought them off, and that's why we have America today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And the moradas, were they always in small towns, or did they have moradas like in bigger towns like Santa Fe and Albuquerque? Mm-hmm. Did they have moradas there too?
Yes, they do.
So the moradas were the same as the...
The same tradition.
The Catholic Church. Yeah,
they took over. That's where the Catholic Church lasted, because when the Taos Revolution that happened in Taos, New Mexico, the Native Americans killed all the priests, and the ones they didn't kill landed going back to San Diego and all those places. So the ones from California started coming in from San Diego later on. So the Hermano Mayor and the Hermanos, they kept the tradition. The Hermano Mayor could marry a couple, you know, like they do now, the pastors and all of that. But the only thing they couldn't do was consecrate the host and what the priest does. Or, but everything fell into place, you know.
So the moradas started after they had killed all the priest stuff, because then they couldn't have churches, so they were like their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their own little churches.
Yeah,
in the town.
Stated here, they came in the 1500s, and the revolution, I think it was around the 17th century. So, so it was quite a move. But no, it's a good thing that the Hermanos were around and they saved the Catholic religion, you know.
Where did they come up with, so like the songs that the Morada sings, the alabados?
Those were real songs. Traditions from way back that they brought from over there.
From Spain.
And that's what you learn. You learn in there what to do, what to be respectful and...
Who taught you guys, like when you had the Morada and Garcia, who taught you guys?
I was the youngest one of all of them, and there were nothing but old men in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to tell me, you better learn this. And I used to kneel down by Mano Armando Arellano, and he was the one that taught me a lot, you know. And they used to tell me, because you're the one that's going to be running these sooner or later. And that's exactly what happened. You know, they started dying, and they went with Jesus. And the younger generation, when they saw me, they couldn't believe it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't believe that it was me in there. And
was it in Garcia when
it was
in Garcia with Armando, or in Costilla?
No, he was in Costilla. But then when the Morada fell in Costilla, the Hermanos from Costilla moved to Garcia.
Oh, like, where was the Morada at in Costilla?
In Costilla, right in front of the church on one side. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember where Mano Cornelio Vigil used to live.
Is that like where Chico used to live, in the plaza there?
No, it was... You know where Tommy Gallegos used to live, in Costilla, right across from Mano Cornelio. It's the only house there, and it's right across from there.
Oh.
And that's the road that we used to take to walk to the school, right through the Morada there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there were a lot of them. There were over 300 hermanos in Costilla.
Oh, 300?
They had about 180 in Garcia.
Oh,
so wow. it was big. That was...
Were you guys all connected, like the Garcia and the Costilla?
Yeah, we were under the diocese, see? Under the diocese, and the same diocese, but it was called El Tribunal, the Nuevo Mexico. Then it went down to what I told you a while ago about the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came down to that. So they cut the moradas into sections, you know, like Taos, Talpa, they had their two moradas there. Peñasco, Garcia, Amalia, and Costilla was still around, and Cerro. Those were under my jurisdiction as the St. Thomas Apostle. I used to take care of those. And then I was the right-hand man of the Archbishop Sanchez. So I went all over with him and seen.
So you were like the main hermano, the president of the.
Yeah.
So those were all your.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're kind of the.
I was a head hermano there.
Head hermano there. Okay. So what were some? What was do you remember the first song you ever sang with the hermanos? The first alabado that you guys learned, or that you remember learning, or one of the favorite ones that you have?
Yeah. I do remember that. It was called Alzo los ojos al cielo.
What is that in English?
It means I will put my vision or my eyes and look at the sky.
I'll keep my eyes on Jesus or on the sky.
On the sky, yeah.
Do you remember how to sing it? Can you sing it?
Yeah. Y alzo los ojos al cielo y con humildad me muestro, rezaré por mi consuelo, la oración del Padre nuestro. Dulcísimo Jesús mío, yo te adoro con afecto, te bendigo y te saludo, cantándote el Padre nuestro. La agonía de Jesús, los velos que se rompieron, ángeles, hombres te alaban. Señor, que estás en el cielo, tu amor se bajó del cielo para remediar al hombre. Todos juntos te alabamos, santificado tu nombre. Los tormentos que pasaste con suprema claridad, yo te pido, hermoso niño, que se haga tu voluntad. Por tu sagrada pasión, hijos hemos de María, tú nos sostentas el alma con el pan de cada día. María es nuestra fiadora, la esperanza que tengo. Yo te pido, maestro mío, que no la concedas hoy. Señor, en vuestra salud, hecho de 2000 errores, por el precio de tu sangre, Perdona nuestros deudores. Mil alabanzas te doy con todo mi corazón por el dolor de tus llagas. No caiga yo en tentación. La esperanza tengo en Dios y de la gloria gozar. Ten piedad de nuestras almas, líbranos de todo el mal. Siete palabras hablaste y en el árbol de la cruz, y nosotros en la tierra diciendo te amén, Jesús. Amén, Jesús y María, se repite en mi memoria. Santo, 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 el Padre eterno en la gloria.
So that song you sang to you, the eyes, keeping eyes on the heavens.
Yeah.
When would you guys sing that song? Was it for a special?
Yeah, like para una visita, like for Holy Week.
Uh-huh.
Y luego la gente los pide, los que quieren y todo. Eso.
So the visita is like you're just visiting the other moradas.
No. No, we're taking they go to the morada to pray for we pray for them, and then they pray for their
community, or
the community, and we pray for their families and all of that stuff day and night, you know. For
so the visitas when
the visitas when we take they all get their favorite saint from the altar there in the morada,
mm-hmm.
and then they walk. Some walk, some go kneeling down, and you name it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So clear to that, what that thing you saw in there, and it's quite a stretch, you know. Maybe like 500 yards, you know. So like a stadium, you know.
So like you're like the Morada and Garcia would do a vestita in Taos. So you guys would all go to Taos.
Yeah, we would all go to Taos,
and then you would. Sing songs and pray.
We would sing songs
for all of their people in the morada and their families.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we used to pray like when we were gonna eat. Okay, this one I learned it from. I can't recall his name though, but he was from Las Vegas, and I told him why don't you help me with this? I loved it when he said, and I taught it to Grandma Lucy.
Uh-huh.
And said, derramar, Señor, tus santas bendiciones sobre nosotros y estos alimentos que vamos a recibir. Y el Rey de la Eterna Gloria nos haga participante de la mesa celestial. En la mesa estaba Cristo Jueves Santo a mediodía, bendiciendo el pan que es nuestro alimento. Y la mesa está bendita por las manos del Señor. He taught me that. ¡Y qué bonito es! O luego,
yeah.
Cuando ya acabas todo está en la gina y ya entonces comienzan otra vez a darle las gracias. Gracias os damos, Señor, por tan grandes beneficios que en hacer los servicios los das más de lo que merecemos. Los habré sostenido con el pasto corporal. Danos el pasto corporal, danos el libre paso, Señor, y perdónanos por todo lo que te hemos ofendido en este día. Gracias. Y todo, aprendes todo, todo va. Pero te digo, en esas cuatro paredes aprendes más que qué es. Bonito, yeah. Bonito. So anyway, ¿qué?
So grandma, so when you're saying about Grandma Lucy, wasn't Grandma Lucy, she was a Carmelita, was she?
Yeah.
So the Carmelitas are like the females of the Morada, right?
Exactly.
The sisters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did they have their own songs? Because I know they used to do their own.
Yeah.
Their own prayers.
Yeah, like the Sacred Heart, the Carmelitas, and there's a beautiful rosary for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's the one they pray, you know.
Mm-hmm. So they did have their own songs.
Their own president also.
Oh, okay.
And then we had what we call in La Morada that belonged there, you know. They never stayed with us, but they came in, they cleaned the Morada, brought in the food, and arciliares. That's their official title, arciliares de la Morada.
What does that mean?
Yeah, that means like servants.
Oh, okay. Can you sing me another song?
Okay, I'm going to sing you this. This is when they die, okay?
Okay.
That you take them to the cemetery. This is the one I did for Florence.
Oh, okay.
And Grandma.
Florence is Joseph's wife who passed away. Mm. When did she pass away with you?
In July the 30th, 7 years ago.
7 years ago.
Yeah. Adiós acompañamiento, pues ya todo está cumplido. Pónganme en la sepultura, en la tierra del olvido. De la nada fui formado por obra de mi Creador, y en el juicio universal Él será mi defensor. A Dios me postró humillado, de mi culpa arrepentido. El que me ha de perdonar por lo mal que le ha servido. En Dios espero reposo, en Dios espero consuelo, de que en el juicio tremendo me abra las puertas del cielo. Soy de Jesús cofrado, soy de Jesús y seré, porque con mi voluntad a Jesús yo me entregué. A Dios por última vez, que me ven sobre la tierra, me echan a la sepultura, que es la casa verdadera. A Dios todos los presentes que me van a acompañar, recen algún sudario para poder alcanzar. A Dios todo mi prójimo, toditito en general, encomienden mi alma a Dios, no me van. no olvidar. La recomendación del alma. Sal de este mundo, alma cristiana, en el nombre de Dios Padre Todopoderoso, que te crió, en el nombre de Jesucristo, Hijo de Dios vivo, que parece por ti, el nombre del Espíritu Santo que en ti se infundó. Oh Dios de bondad, Dios clemente, Dios que, según la multitud de tus misericordias, perdona los arrepentimientos y toda la gracia de una entera remisión. Borra nuestros crímenes pasados. Dirige una mirada compasiva a tu siervo Jake Arellano. Recibe la humildad confesión que te hizo de sus culpas y concédeles el perdón de todos sus pecados. Te recomiendo a Dios Todopoderoso, mi querido hermano Jake, y que te ponga en las manos de aquel en quien eres criatura, para que después de haber sufrido la sentencia de muerte dedicada contra todos los hombres, vuelvas a tu Creador que te formó de la tierra. Ahora pues que tu alma va a salir de este mundo, salgan a recibirte los gloriosos coros de los ángeles, los apóstoles que deben juzgarte vendrán a tu encuentro. Te recomiendo el alma de tu siervo y ahí dice el nombre también otra vez. Y te pidemos, Señor Jesucristo, Salvador del mundo, por la misericordia con que bajaste por ellos del cielo y a la tierra, que no los niegues un lugar en la morada de tus santos. Te pidemos, Señor, que olvides todos los pecados y faltas que en su juventud cometió por ignorancia, de según la grandeza de tu misericordia. Acuérdate de ellos en el esplendor de tu gloria. Abre las puertas del cielo, Señor Jesucristo, que con el Padre y el Espíritu Santo vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. Amén. Mi hermano mayor, Joseph Mar.